The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For this week's Inside Hollywood, I'm joined by podcaster and cultural commentator Dee Reddick. Morning, Dee.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, given the political intrigue we've had in this country over the last little while, you've decided to look at political intrigue as seen by Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, it's an area that I think when you think you're getting a glimpse behind the curtain of political power, it's rife for intrigue, but it's also rife for comedy as well as drama. So a lot of the films that I've chosen for you this morning, Pat, would be more focused on the satirical or the comedic side of it, because I think at the end of the day, we do all need a breather.
Who would have thought that you get a laugh out of the death of Stalin?
Indeed. So this is a film that came out in 2017. It's probably one of the most biting and brilliant pieces of political satire that I've seen released in recent years. It's incredibly dark. It's very brutal, as you might expect. And it's written and directed by Arnando Iannucci. So any fans of his show, The Thick of It, but we will be well familiar with his work and probably won't need the language warning on the clip that we're about to play, but it has been bleeped out.
We need your help.
To do what? The body's piling up in the streets. A bit late, isn't it?
What if we blame this on someone who's out of control?
Nicky, be very careful what you say next. Who?
Beria.
I'm going to have to report this conversation. Threatening to do harm or obstruct any member of the Presidium in the process of looking at your face. Nikita Khrushchev.
You balls like Kremlin domes, right?
Stop. Be serious. Are you in?
I'm in. I thinks he can take on the Red Army. Germany. I think I can take a flesh lump in a waistcoat. No, it's got to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Sorry, you're busy washing hair or what?
Tomorrow's the funeral.
Yeah, the day that the entire army's in town with their guns.
That's perfect.
But we need the Presidium on board. Every one of them.
Yeah. Malenkov's a bit tricky.
No. We need all of them.
Well, I'll get him.
Blame Beria. This is the struggle that goes on after the death of Stalin. Vladimir Putin should watch this movie.
Oh, I think anybody involved in politics should watch this movie. It's actually based on a comic book, interestingly enough. It was a French one called La Mort de Staline, which came out in 2010. And the film itself is a French-British-Belgian co-production. And it's unbelievable cast. So you've got Jeffrey Tambor, you've got Steve Buscemi, who you heard there, Paddy Considine there representing.
Now, the next one we're going to look at is a movie called Wag the Dog. And let's hear this clip, which kind of introduces the whole concept.
There's a crisis in the White House.
What's the crisis?
And the president's top advisors have been called together.
Oh, jeez.
The sexual misconduct occurred inside the Oval Office. With the election only days away, how much will this scandal affect the outcome?
The president spent the weekend pressing the flesh. He wasn't campaigning, he was dating, actually.
Now, Washington's top spin doctor.
We can distract the press for 11 days till the election. I think we got a chance.
Has an idea.
We can't afford a war.
We're gonna have the appearance of a war.
But he can't pull it off without Hollywood's top producer.
Do I know you?
We have some mutual friends in Washington.
Why come to me?
We want you to produce.
You want me to produce your war?
Not a war, it's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, you know, it's a pageant.
It's a pageant.
It's a
not
pageant.
A war.
Yes, this is a fantastic film and one that I think a lot of people maybe missed when it came out in 1997. It was a little bit hampered by its release date, which was about 1 month before news broke of the Clinton and Lewinsky scandal and the bombing of the Al-Shifa pharmaceutical factory in Sudan by the Clinton administration, which happened in August of 1998. So that prompted a lot of comparisons in the media between the film and reality. It did, though, go on to receive a nomination for Hoffman in the Academy Awards, and the screenwriters David Mamet and Hilary Henkin were both nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay. Nobody won, though.
Nobody won. But still, it washed its face, a budget of $15 million, and it grossed $64.3 million, so not half bad.
And it's one that really stands up today, so would really recommend it for a rewatch.
Now, Dave, I suppose it tests our credibility, but it's a great plot.
It is. This one, I think it was best described as The West Wing meets Nora Ephron, to be honest with you. It follows Kevin Kline, who plays both the title character Dave and the president William, who he's credited as in the film, but he's actually called Bill throughout most of the film. This was released in 1993, so it kind of probably the basically what happens in it, Dave is having an affair with one of his aides.
William. Yeah, how unlikely.
And he suffers a stroke while he's doing it. Dave, who is someone who looks extremely like him, is basically brought on board to pretend to be him until they can get a new vice president into suit.
Okay, and so that is the conceit.
That's the conceit of the film. Yeah. It works, though. It's really charming.
Then let's have a listen.
You don't call a press conference. I call a press conference. You're nothing. Do you understand? You're nobody.
I'm not nobody.
You're lint. You're a flea. You're a blimp.
Maybe I am. But you're fired.
What?
I said you're fired. Go on, get out of here.
Oh, I'm fired?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Fine.
Fine?
Fine. The whole press corps is right out there. Should I go tell them? Or did you want to?
Darling, they're all waiting in the press room. I really think you ought to get in there. Oh, Bob.
Like your resignation on my desk by the time I get back? Don't touch anything on that desk.
Now, that's Dave, who's not the real president at all, firing the president's chief of staff.
Indeed. And you hear Sigourney Weaver there, who plays the First Lady. It's funny. I rewatched this one last night, Pat, and it is, as I said, utterly charming. And it really stands up. But it's almost bittersweet watching it, because it's funny to see, even actually between Wag the Dog and Dave, how much changed in how we view the world of politics within 4 short years. It was really well received at the time. Roger Ebert gave it 3.5 stars out of 4 and said that it took an old, well-worn plot, but did it in a really fresh way. And a really interesting and fun detail about it, I think, is that Bill Clinton really enjoyed the film and gave the screenwriter a signed script of it, and said that it was funny and often accurate lampooning of politics.
And now, we're not going to play any more clips, but we'll mention one film which I suppose is the daddy of them all in terms of American political intrigue. It's a thriller as well.
It
all
is.
All the President's Men.
Yeah, this came out in 1976. It of course tells the story of the Watergate scandal that brought down the presidency of Richard Nixon. This, for anyone interested in politics, I think, is a must watch, because again it stars Dustin Hoffman, who's already appeared on the list, and Robert Redford. They play Woodward and Bernstein respectively, and it is, as much as it's the daddy of all scandals, this is the daddy of all political intrigue films. It's brilliantly done. It was nominated in multiple Oscar, Golden Globe and BAFTA categories, and it won the Best Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for Jason Roberts. It's a fantastic film, and again still stands up today.
And the moral of the story, it's not the deed itself but the cover up.
Indeed.
That does for you. Dee Reddy, podcaster and cultural commentator. Dee, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.